like it.
Can you hear the music?
I see
your head bopping.
I'm there, buddy. Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
Makes me just want to, like, you know, pick a cat or a dog or something. It's like poop a puppy down a football field.
Yeah, dude, it's like a pregame music.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Definitely. Who made this for you?
All right. Welcome back. We'll get into that. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. You know, I don't know why I said that in the form of a question. It's like On the Throne with Dick, you know, like question mark. You know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk, you know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just got to adjust my levels on my side.
I like what you got going on here. So, Senjin Boychuk, he makes that. He makes this intro outro for me. He was an episode. He was on, like, I think around 14. He came in and he was like, "Man, you know, we gotta get you an intro outro thing." And he made that music. He's in a band. He lives in Regina. He lives in a band. He's all over the socials. He's not very big on the socials, but, like, he's there. You know, he's doing his thing. I think he's like an electrician or some shit or something like that. Just to pay for his musical stuff. Right, so
yeah, he's a blue collar guy with a passion.
Bro,
making his way, man. I respect making his it. Way. Respect
this
it.
Guy, you know what I'm saying, because you're
hey,
doing
bro,
the same,
hey, man. Hey, man, buddy, same shoes, different person. You know what I'm saying? Walking the same road. You know, different journey, same road type of shit.
Absolutely, right? Man. This week, I'm pumped to have Kihyu. Is it Kihyu or Kaihyu or what is it?
It's one of those names, player. It's like I say Kihyu. Yeah. Right? Because that's how like where I grew up. That's how we say it.
Yeah.
But you go across Canada, across the, you know, beautiful Great North. You know, it's Kaihyu, Kihyu. There's different dialect between different indigenous tribes. So that's where the name originates from. So it's different amongst everybody in this, you know, if you can say, like, it's Kihyu. But if it's Kaihyu, like, some people got a different mouth palate. Some people are different. It means eagle.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, bro.
I'm just getting my voice back, bro. I lost my voice this week.
That's a good impression. That's a good impression. It was spot on. I thought it was like, holy shit.
Yesterday I couldn't really talk. The day before that I couldn't talk. And I'm like sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, I might have to post an old episode of the podcast for the first time this coming Tuesday because, like, I ain't got nothing. And, like, I can't talk, right? And then, you know, like, today I'm sounding a little better. I can talk. I'm having productive coughs. And I'm like, fucking Kihyu and I, Kihyu, we start talking. Doesn't matter how you say it. The fucking eagle and I started talking.
The eagle, and, buddy, I like it, bro. Buddy, I love it.
The fucking eagle. So, man, fucking rig hand, hey? Like, former rig hand.
Former rig hand, former concrete laborer, former fucking misfit, still learning how to be an adult, bro.
There's no former in the misfit, bro. Like, dude, you're a degenerate.
Hey?
You're a fucking degenerate, and I love it.
Yeah, buddy. You couldn't go any lower than this, but
I don't know, bro. You're rising. Your stock is rising.
You know what? Hey, man, I made it look good.
That's true, man.
I'm kidding, yo.
So, but yeah, a couple weeks ago, I my buddy, my coworker Devin, we actually played one of his songs on this podcast. I was in the backseat of a crew truck recording. Yeah, I was in the backseat of the crew truck recording an episode at the hotel, and he came out to get something. And the girl that I was recording with, she's like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "This is my boy Devin, you know, and he's a recording artist, and he's into dance hall and shit like that. And, you know, he's Jamaican. And so he rapped for us. He rapped one of his songs. But I cut out his rap while he was rapping, and I played the actual track behind it, right? So, like, you know, you kind of heard that. And so, you know, he was invited out to Elvis Prime's fucking little little fall get together. Man, that was so fucking cool. I didn't know what to expect. And then, you know, like it was badass. And then I run into you while I'm watching my boy Devin. I meet you. I meet YNG Bear. I meet all these incredible people. And man, I want to go to more. I want to go to more, man.
hopefully it doesn't come to that, but buddy, we're ready for battle if anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, buddy, we've been hard in the paint with the music here pretty much like my whole life. So I'll start on the whole misfit topic, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I was just kind of wild and all kid, and I never really had much structure. And now I finally do have some structure in my life. You know, I've been off the hard drugs for about since May 17th.
Okay.
Yeah, so over a year. Sobriety from the hard drugs. I still drink, you know, I still like my mushrooms. I like all my healing herbs. You know what I mean? You can't spell healthcare without THC, plant. So yeah, bro. Yeah, buddy, we had to do a bit of soul searching, and you know, we're still looking for the Lord every day, but live by, like, you know, 10 commandments, and we're on our way now. You know, we've done a lot of self-work, and bro, I'm a misfit that's starting to find his way, you know what I mean? So I hope that gives my other blue collar people some more hope out there, because bro, I work them long nights, I work the long days, you know what I mean? I know what it's like to be in the fucking trenches getting muddy, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's always a better life. There's always, and always, hey, man, just getting real spiritual with it, bro. How are you doing? I got to check in with you, play. How you been?
man behind the camera there. There's a man behind your camera.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's Vinny. That's the guy you met at the festival. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude, so like, I'm sitting there, right? And I'm just, first of all, I didn't know what to expect. It was a fucking, we're going to a show, right? You walk into this old garage, and I'm like, first of all, I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm just a white boy, bro. You know what I mean? And I hear a festival.
Yeah.
You know, like a big band shell or a stage. I walk into this fucking garage, this tiny little wooden stage lifted like this far off the ground. And I'm like, oh, man, what the fuck did I get myself into? Right? And you're sitting over there in the corner, and you introduce yourself, and you're making jokes, and you're drinking a little bit, right? And I thought you were just talking shit at first, right? I thought you're like, "Yo, bro, I got a track out with Mercules," and I'm like, "Nobody here knows who Mercules is. Like, who are you?" We get to shooting the shit, right? And then you point to the camera in the back. You're like, "Man, I got a podcast, and we're recording this shit right now." And I'm like, "Fuck it." Yeah. I'm like, "Bro, that's cool, right?" And then, like, I tried to bump into you again later on. I saw you out from across the room. I'm like, "I'm going to go get some food." And I saw you. And I'm like, anything to talk about how I also have a podcast, right? I'm like, "Man, I also got a podcast, bro. That's sick, you know? I do oil field and blue collar, shit like that." And then you're like, "Man, what's your thing? I'll follow you." And then I gave you my fucking Instagram. Like, "Bro, I already follow you. Ross, right?" Like, I thought that was insane.
That was funny. I was like, "Bro, I couldn't recognize you because you had a fucking beard, man."
Yeah,
I got to see all your videos. I see of you. You know, you got to be clean cut for the rigs, right? You get to get on the site, H2S.
Yeah.
You can't have a fucking... any face there. Sorry, buddy. I'm just fucking. I'm becoming one with the universe right now. You know. But yeah, you can't have no facial hair on the fucking on the job site. So when I seen you there with facial hair, I was like, "What? It's the same." Well, I had to fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I had to fucking look, bro. Cause like, yeah, no, you look totally different, my man. Totally different in person with the facial hair than you do on site with no facial hair. When everybody sees you on screen, you're a different person in person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like me, bro. It's like a Batman outfit. You know what I'm saying? I just put it on. You know what I mean?
Just start ripping your shirt off, become fucking Superman, you know? Like,
yeah, bro. It's some Tony Stark type shit. Fucking, let's do this, you know?
I love that. Man,
I love all that shit, bro.
I got injured on site at the end of February. and I went home. So I was sitting around all summer, all the rest of winter and all spring and all summer growing my beard out, right? And yeah. In the summer anyways, I do road construction. So I'm allowed to have the beard, and then I go back to the patch in the wintertime. I actually got to shave this off this weekend coming, right? I'm going back to, you know, back to the patch on Tuesday. So, you know, like, you know, the beard's coming off for the first time since February, man. I'm a little nervous for it, you know. So
oh, Barney, it looks healthy, man. Fuck, I'd be sad to let that one go too.
Ah, you know? Dude. Fuck, man. I know. Hey,
you gotta make that money.
Fucking gotta break the ankle again. Gotta break the ankle again, man.
Gotta go make that black gold, buddy. You gotta go make that black gold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'm fucking sitting there, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. There's no way this guy fucking knows who. No way you've met Mercules. No way you've made a song with Mercules, right? And I'm like,
yeah. You know what? Okay, when I say I met him, I was performing at an event, and he just so happened to be there, and yeah. I didn't even know he was there. And when I exit off the stage, how I need water, fucking sweat dripping off my head because I go hard, right? Fucking
you do.
Yeah, he was like right there at the pool table. He comes up, he's like, "Bro, that was a sweet performance." Shook my hand, and then I went my way, and he went his way, and then by some way of the universe, we fucking connected, and now we got a song coming out. So yeah, there's more than that than some way in the universe. I don't know how the universe made it happen, but I'm just saying in context, it happened. You know what I mean? And you know, it took a lot of faith for me to even get to this point, because like from when I met him, which was probably almost about a year ago. See, that's how there's a lot of shit in between that I had to actually make this happen. You know what I mean? I wasn't even like at the mind state of being able to save up money at the time, because I was this party animal, gazoo head. And then, you know, everything that I worked for, I'd have nothing to show. Right? It was just the common cycle of insanity, is what they call it in the 12-step program, which I'm familiar with. I did it, but you know what? I'm not an alcoholic. I don't think I am. But then that's another cycle of insanity that I'm just stepping out of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's people that live in the white, and there's people that live in the black. And I live in the gray, motherfucker. Here I am. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Man, so yeah. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, fucking no way. And when you say you go hard, bro, like, dude, I could feel your perspiration. That's how close I was. I could feel like,
oh, shit.
I'm my like, bad. Man.
I can't help it. Yeah.
No, dude, and dude, you do go hard. And this is, when you got on stage, as soon as the mic came up, I'm like, what the fuck? I judged a book by its fucking cover, man. And like, I was like, shit. And look at This is what came up.
So I'm already my phone bling, go get mine. Go play my hands full and go home and stay 10 toes on these hoes. Pimpin' she goes digging with the ballers. I know sniffing up a quarter. She want a boy with the dollars.
Man, when I heard that, I'm like, everyone I was sitting with, because I was sitting with my buddy's family, my family, and our other buddy's family. There was like 10 of us there, more than that. But there was a bunch of us there, and we're like, are you fucking hearing this right now? Are you like, that guy's got a deep voice. Like, it goes deep. It goes fucking hard, right?
I appreciate that, bro. That means a lot, man. Somebody I worked for a long time. For it, I appreciate you.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, man. But it was funny. It was me. I'm 28 now. I just turned 28 in August.
Okay. So what were you saying there beforehand? I'm gonna accidentally cut you off by asking how old you were.
Oh no, no worry. It's 28 in August. Shit, what was I just saying, bro? It's been a long day, player. I forget, man. What was I saying? Hey, bro, I live in the moment, Blair. But yeah, all my music. Yeah, bro. Okay, so like I said, it's like a Batman outfit. You know, there's been a lot of, it's been a good way. That's been my way of getting my aggression out. It's been a way for me to encapsulate something destructive but make it beautiful.
I love that, man. That's beautiful. You know,
it's a storm that you can watch in like a crystal ball type of thing. You know what I mean? It's yeah, dude. It's one of those shake. You know, within the holidays where you shake it and there's like you can see like the snowball and then what's going on in it. It's like
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's like that's how I look at my music, bro. It's like one of those songs. It's like one of those sculptures and like crystal balls, and then okay, you see it, but then it'll shake it up and then it does something else. You know, that's it's like some witchcraft type, some wizardry, bro.
So yo shit, he used fucking School of Wizardry, man. How Harry Potter.
It's still right here. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh buddy. It was so
go ahead.
My like, inspirations behind that voice is like, you know, 50 Cent. 50 Cent. I liked Pop Smoke, rest in peace. I liked Jinx Drugs. I liked, you know, I liked a lot of West Coast rap, but I like the best out of every camp, man. Like, it don't matter, like, New York, Atlanta. Like, I like the best of everything. And I like, you know, I like a cheese grater, bro. I grate that cheese, man. I get the best out of everything, and I put it on my own shit, man. I serve up my own nachos and cheese, you know?
Tell me when to stop. Just keep
tell going. Me what. Just tell me what. Yo, what the hell is that dude? Where he like grades and he goes like that. The Salt Bay. Yeah, that motherfucker. Salt Bay, that shit.
You were telling me you got your own studio. You're like, man, we doing this your house, my house? What? Where are we going, man? And I'm like, man, I just do
it. Yeah, yeah. So like right here, we're just using like our green screen effect here to get,
dude,
get
our apartment. Yeah, that's right? Freaking cool.
We got it, like what makes it look so good too is we got some lights on me here as well. You know, we got a microphone set up. Oh, look, there we go. Oh, now we're back.
Yeah, that's fucking man. So that's cool. I'll have to look into that shit. But like you showed me your setup earlier, and yeah, you showed me your setup earlier, man. And I'm just like, man, I'm fucking 3 years into this, and I feel far behind now. You know, like,
oh, don't, buddy, don't mind. You know what? Everybody goes at their own pace.
Yeah,
life's a journey, not a race. You know what I'm saying?
Spray him in the face with some mace. Man,
well, we're from the north side, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, I'm from the north side when I bring the fucking mace into it, you know, like, can't walk around these parts without mace, you know?
No, man, can't go far without the strap, man. Like
yeah, yeah, man. So, I was actually like, I was like this close to me, like, fuck, man, you got a nice setup. I should just come there and do one in person, right? Like I was thinking about it, man. But like next time, bro. Next time, you know. Like,
next time,
because that looks cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, bro. It's comfy. We got it cozy down here. That's how I like to work, bro. I like to feel like I could just be in my socks all day. You know what I mean? Like be in my feet, just chilling. Yeah. You know, vibing, moving, grooving. You know, just being me to my best, right? Being me to my best ability. Right,
yeah, man. So, how long did you work on the rigs for?
Oh, fuck, man, you're making me feel, you know what, literally, bro. Like, so 19, I was working like concrete labor from when I got out of high school and just fucking around. And I finally got a steady job with precision drilling. And then I worked on PD rig 533 and 867. Nice. And then one day, bro, I just said, fuck that, man. Like, life, it's not paying me enough to not go and live out my dream. It kept me in the cycle of get the biscuit and then eat the biscuit and then got to go get the biscuit again. You know what I mean? It never gave me no real fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? And like that's just like I'm not trying to like maybe even other people feel that way, and everybody else is trying to grind and strive for something better, but I knew I had to make that jump, and like I still haven't made it yet. I'm still kind of tumbling and like crawling my way back up, but we getting there is what I'm fucking saying.
You jumped off the catwalk and you're just fucking
I still miss the rigs. I miss the boys. I miss everything, man. I miss everything that it made me and how the character that I became because of it. And like, you know, like I was never mechanically inclined before that. You know what I mean? Like I learned how to think on my own two feet. Better with it, you know what I mean. I learned how to be aware of my surroundings and situational awareness and hazards and stupid people that may be around me. You know what I mean? It taught me how to look out for a lot of shit. It helped me like build myself to become a man. Is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It really tests a person out there, and I got a respect for everybody that's out there grinding and doing it. And that's, you know, that's in the trenches, in the mud, getting it. You know what I mean? Because we need you. Because otherwise, bro, like, if we didn't have oil and gas, life would go to shit. Let's just be honest. Let's be real, man. You know how fucking valuable oil and gas is?
Yeah, well, fuck yeah, man.
Bro, it's called black gold. Listen, man, like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing in politics and parliament. We got some retards running the shit. Oops, we got to cut that out. We got some people that do not like our country running the country. I am telling you, they are after us. Albertans, to be more specific, I'm telling you, they're after us. And if they're not after you, they're after your fucking money. I'm telling you. All right? They're a bunch
of life in general, man.
That dictate, yo, man, listen to me. Jesus says, do not charge a man more than 10%. It's in the Bible somewhere. You can look it up. All right, listen to me, man. They're gonna have to talk to Jesus. One of y'all, somebody is calling Mark Carney, calling you out, motherfucker.
It's yeah. In the Bible, man. It says 10% right there, you know.
Okay, like how the fuck, and like everything that's going on with Pierre Poilievre calling out motherfucking Trudeau. That motherfucker, that little weasel, he thought he got away in a rocket ship with Katy Perry, that motherfucker. Fuck, bro. Oh, my God. What kind of madness is this? This is, buddy, life is a TV show. And here we are.
Here we are, bro. Here we are.
Recording a TV show. I love life, isn't it?
Podcasting is like that, man. You know, you're like basically, you know, it's a conversation we'd have unrecorded. You know what I mean? Like we would just chill and have this conversation, and you know what? Like other people want to hear what I have to say, and other people want to hear what you have to sing, and you know, we bring it together, and fucking, you know, I shine the light on you a little bit, and you share it out, and you know, maybe your people will find me, and dude. Yeah,
we're cool. Yeah, it's networking.
Yeah, it's like the you fucking know,
yeah, networking, bro.
I love networking, man. That's I use my whole time on site, man. When I'm on site, and I've been this way since way back in grade school, man. I've noticed this, and in high school too, I was really good at it. I didn't fit in with one crowd. I fit in with every crowd, right? I'd go here and I'd hang out with the goths and I'd hang out with the jocks.
Yeah,
man. And you know what, man? I'd be like, hey, man, these guys are doing this later. And you want this, but and they have that over here. And then be like, okay, what do you? And then you know, just mingle like you know, hey, have you met this guy? You know, like two guys who otherwise wouldn't talk. You know, like. It'd be like, yeah, introduced, you know, I was a networker. I was a guy who you know, I bartered and, you know, that's worked my way up through that. And I joined every group and I do that on site, man. You know, like I go and I talk to the crane operators and I go and I talk to the loader hand and I go and I hang out with the driller and I go and I talk to the mud man and I go and I talk to the guy at Clean Harbors. Right. And it's like,
yeah.
Hey man, you know, you never know when those guys are going to become part of your inner circle, right? And it could happen at any
point. Bro. And you can't, you know, that's true, man. And you know what? It's funny you say that because I always remembered dudes like that. And I always remembered the assholes, too. Like the motherfuckers that you just throw down if you ever seen them at a gas station. Like, I'm going to punch you the fuck up, right? Like, yeah, type of shit. Yep. Yeah, bro. 100%. And man, you know what? I like that because when you go out to those places, it's really formal. They treat it like an office, and like you got all this beautiful wilderness around you. You're surrounded by fresh air, except when you're really like, you know how it is on site. Yeah. You're like, but you're surrounded by the overall nature. Like, how beautiful are the stars at night when you're just driving, or like appreciate it. And then the northern lights, yeah. So you've seen them up north. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. It's breathtaking. And then, like, what that does, though, is you're surrounded by all these good things. But then there's certain people that bring their negativity and their toxicity and their job expectations of what that job requires of them to be. Yeah. And they become a stone cold cunt. Or, like, I don't know what it is, but it's, like, the attitude of, like, this whole I'm better than you type of fucking thing.
Dude, yeah.
It's superior, it's a superior or a superiority complex type of shit. And it's just, like, listen, motherfucker, like, we're just all out here trying to better our own lives. We're all trying to make it at the end of the day. Yeah. And, like, some people just got to make that harder for other people. And I don't understand why. I really don't. You know? And like being guys like that who do the reverse, who, hey, who come in here, live with a good heart, you know, have their emotions on their sleeve. You know, this is a shitty situation, but you know what? We're good people. And we're going to work through it together. We're going to get the results that are required with good job expectations, good policies in place, and everybody's going home happy. You know what I mean? Nobody got reamed out. It was nobody's fault. It, shit just happens, but we work through it. You know what I mean? Team building type of shit. Like, that's what I like. And like, some places have that, and I found other places don't. Some places.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always more scale, too. Some places it's like pretend. Some places it's actual like that, and like, you know, everything's good, there's expectations, but everybody lives from a good place. And there's some places where they're just robotic. It's weird. They're like more military style.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like that. Like, we're in the fucking oil field. Like, everybody's here has families. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's trying to take orders from fucking drill sergeants. You know what I mean? Nobody's trying to feel under the microscope for doing a job that's already fucking life-threatening, for fuck's sakes. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, like, that type of attitude, you remember that, too. But I'm just saying, there's both sides of the spectrum. But when you have attitudes like yours and like mine, you know, we're team players. We're both go-getters. We're like-minded. We're not bullies, for fuck's sakes. Like, I'm so done with that. I think the world is, too. You know, that's a real... It's a real takeaway. It's a good one.
I can tell you what side of the spectrum I'm on, bro.
Yeah. me too, buddy. Yeah.
Shit, man. So, fucking, how long did you do that for? How long did you drill for?
I was on the rigs. I would never make it to a driller, man. I never want that type of responsibility. Fuck.
How far up did you get? How long were you?
I just got through a motor spot, bro. I got to throwing in stands. They trusted me enough to climb the derrick, throwing stands. You know, I when the derrick hands wanted to do fuck all, you know, I'd watch to the mud systems and whatnot. But other than that, bro, that's when I made my jump. I was like, fuck this, because like I fucked up on a rig I was on. It was like a little drinking incident and, you know, whatnot, whatever. You know, the boys have rowdy night, but whatever. So, like, anyways, it wasn't because I was drunk. It was because I was done with somebody's shit, and I finally said something.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Right? So I did. And then, whatever, that happened. And I got on another rig. And then I was like, why the fuck am I here? You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to, like, I know this is the blue collar podcast, but, like, hey, man, this is how I felt at heart. I was like, why the fuck am I here? Like, nobody here actually gives a shit about you. Like, you are just another number. If you were to die here at this job, you'd just be replaced tomorrow. Like, yep. Or in the next hour, if even. You know what I mean?
Like, someone waiting at the gate for you to drop dead.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? So it was like at this place where I was like, God forbid I say it, but I was in the Matrix, and I was like the sleeper. I was still sleeping, and I was just basically, buddy, I was fueling another entity that wasn't me. I was even though I get a nice bank account every 2 weeks, I would feel empty. You know what I mean? So, and then it would just keep me chasing the paycheck. And then, like, eventually I was like, this cannot be my life.
And your body can't handle that. You're just constantly chasing that.
No, you can't. You know, fuck no. And it makes you a miserable person. You get miserable. I did. I became miserable. I forgot who I was. It took, like, a rock bottom lesson for me to find out who I am again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I had to lose it all. Like, completely all. Be stripped of everything. And yeah, man, that brought me back to Jesus.
No, I'm fucking ark. You were one of the two.
Yeah, bro. Fuck, I was one of the few, at least, man. Shit, you know? Yeah.
When did you decide that you were gonna get into music? Have you always been, you know, like even on the road?
Always been like thing of mine, bro. So I started when I was young. I started. Buddy, I want to say as soon as I could, like, comprehend, so write and read, you know what I mean? I learned how to read, and I learned how to write through writing rhymes. That's exactly how I would do it. Like, I remember I'd watch, like, there's movies of kids that would, like, read a book with a flashlight on their fucking blanket. I was a kid with the flashlight that was writing rhymes under his blanket type of shit.
Oh, the blanket was moving, but it was the pen, you know?
Yeah. Fuck, I didn't think that one through. But yeah, essentially, when it was still innocent. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's a different story. But yeah, bro, yeah, 100%. So yeah, man, ever since, you know, I like to pretty much say I've been rapping since I came out the womb. You know what I mean? So, like, I was kind of like, I always knew I wanted to do it. You know what I mean?
You want to be a 90 cent, man. You're just missing fucking 90.
I always just had it in my step. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why. And it's like pretty much, bro, it's like the only thing that I do where I feel a real connection to life. It's when I get a chance to actually plug in and like enjoy, because it takes time and space and everything in between. It takes matter away from me. It's wild.
How did you meet Elvis?
The universe, the fucking great vibe, bro. I'm just kidding. I work through a talent agency called the Vibe Vault. And they're like, hey, we know this great DJ, and he's got a spot at the Clandestine on Jasper Ave, which we're having a show on Halloween. Didn't
he just buy into that?
Hey?
Didn't he just buy into the Clandestine or some shit like that? I heard he bought
it. I have no idea what he's going through, his business. But, but yeah, he invited me out, and he was like, you know, like, we heard about you, you got some good songs, and we linked up through the talent agency, and now we got a show coming at y'all, Halloween.
Yeah, here, I saw that.
Yeah, Halloween.
Halloween, bro.
Spooky vibes.
So I reached out to Elvis today to come on the podcast, actually. This is crazy, bro. He's a garbage man, right? He drives a garbage truck.
Yeah. He's blue collar. He works. He does. He does a circuit. He's a crazy DJ as well. He has a sound production crew too that they handle like a lot of festivals as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Jawline sound.
Jawline, dude. Jawline. I want some fucking red shoes and a gold jacket now, man. Like, that sparked some shit in me when I saw his feet moving around like that. I want some fucking red shoes, man. You know, like,
I need some bedazzled shit too, man. Yeah. I need, bro. I feel you. That's a vibe, man. That's like that 70s on steroids.
Yeah. I reached out to him today, and like you keep saying, man, the universe, right? My coworker invites me out to watch him play, you know, and I get there, I meet you, I meet Elvis, I meet, I can't remember her name. She lives in down the road from me here on the north side. She was the girl that was singing with Elvis at the end there. She was fucking vibes too, man. And then, you know, I meet...
James Finesse, I think her name is. I think you're thinking of Finesse. I think her name's DJ Finesse.
Yeah, there was that Cuban girl there too. She was there from Cuba.
Oh, fuck, buddy. I was lit. I was focused on one thing, and I was staying up.
It's not usually my scene, right? I usually don't do that shit, right? And, like, fucking, man, I was up. I didn't get home till after midnight, bro. And I'm like, fuck, usually I'm, like, asleep for, like, 4 hours by now, you know? And then, like, fucking... Yeah, man, my wife got me out the fucking next two weekends later. I'm at the fucking bar with the same fucking Jamaican guy, my wife. I was there to see the fucking lights come on, man. I'm like, what is this, dude? Like, and I wasn't even tired, bro. And I lost my voice that night at the bar, man. Like, before we went, I was losing it. It was my daughter's birthday party. She turned 8. We didn't take her to the bar. But, like, you know, she turned 8. She turned 8. We had a little party. I started losing my voice. Fucking go to the bar on the north side there. And I'm like, fucking, you know, like, this is, I had 2 drinks. And then I got on the waters. I was DD that night. So I got on the waters for a couple hours. I only went because my wife, every time she goes out with them, she stops at McDonald's on the way home, 3:30 in the morning. She gets these fucking.
Hey, man, that's mandatory. That's
mad. Dude, I don't know. That's not my scene, bro. So, like, you know, she treats me home with cheeseburger. When she goes out, she comes home and she brings me a cheeseburger, bro. And I've never tasted a cheeseburger at 3 a.m. before to know that they were that fucking good, right? And, like, so that night on the way home, I'm like, we're stopping at McDonald's, right? That's the only reason why I'm fucking here right now, right? And she's like, yeah, we're stopping at McDonald's, you know. So fucking, we got McDonald's. I'm like, it's either McDonald's or, and hear me out here, a teen burger from A&W, bro.
Fuck, bro. Now you're making me hungry.
Yeah. No, dude. Yeah. You can't touch a teen burger from fucking A&W. In my opinion, best burger on the planet.
Teen burger from A&W, hey?
Teen burger, no tomato.
I think the Wendy's... The fucking Wendy's, what the fuck's it called, man? The Dave singles or the Dave doubles
on sale right now for like $4.
In this economy, bro, we'll take 2. In this
economy, bro, fucking put me down for 2.
Bullshit, man.
I'm taking a loan out to get 4 more, you know, like.
Fuck, man. Like, why not at this point? Like, fuck.
Where's your buddy behind the camera? Where's he at?
He's right over here. You want to say hi to Vinny?
I want to say hi to Vinny.
You remember Vinny?
I remember Vinny.
This is Vinny. Sucker.
Man, you guys looking all cozy over there. What's up, Vinny?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice and comfy.
Yeah. So, how did you get this gig? This looks like a fun gig, eh? Like, you know, sound guy controlling lights and fucking computer shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've done since I was young. I used to volunteer at festivals and stuff, and then I kind of worked my way into the patch and kind of became a man that way and had my 4-year-old daughter, and now Luke's given me the opportunity to kind of be his media guy and do his footage and all that kind of stuff, and it's been a blast.
The fucking eagle has landed, bro. Dude, that's awesome, man. What did you do in the patch?
Service rigging.
Oh, shit. Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. I say this all the time. You see a guy out there working on the rig, and you're thinking, like, man, you know, that's just a rig hand. But no, man, we all got dreams and all got, like, fucking other things we want to do.
We all got talents.
Well, that's exactly it, right?
Life brought us here because it's fucking expensive, man. And, you know, then, you know, you talk to guys, you know, running sound equipment and fucking the smoke. Were you running the smoke machine? Was that you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
running the smoke machine and running the sound crew and running, making sure nothing, make, you know what, man? Yeah, I ran tongs for a fucking living, but, you know, deep down, I wanted to be a tech guy, you know, at a concert or something. Now that's fucking sick, man.
Yeah, man. yeah, it's been a blast. I'm definitely looking forward to where this is going. So
nice, man. I love that. And yeah, and then I as soon as I saw who your fucking, is she your wife?
Yeah, fiance.
Close. Yeah, as soon as I saw her name, I'm like, fuck, we follow each other, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Yeah.
And then I reached out to her and I'm like, hey, I met your husband tonight, right? And she's like, you sure did, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, she was a touch jealous. It was cute to see, for sure.
That's weird, dude. I'm just that guy, you know? It's fucking weird when people say that, you know?
I mean, you're just that guy, but like everyone can relate to that guy, right?
That's fair, man. I appreciate that anyways, man. That's awesome. So she was there for a little bit, then she left.
Yeah, she was stuck around for a little bit, helped me get set up, met the crew and everybody, and then took the kiddo back home and put her to bed.
Man, how old's your kid?
She's almost 7.
7. My daughter just turned 8. Man,
yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, no way. It's actually kind of wild. Every time I turned around, I was like, is that my kid? Like, oh, it's, I'll have to show you a picture. It's a spinning image.
Oh, wow, man. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Awesome, yeah. Billy. Awesome. I love that, man. Well, fuck, you guys are doing, you're doing incredible work over here. Like, I love that, you know, you're taking the leap, right? You're taking a chance on yourselves, and that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's important. It's important to take a chance on yourself, man, because, I mean, no one else is going to.
That's true. That's very true. Fuck yeah, man. I love that. Cool. Yeah, man. Fuck you. Next time we do this, man, I'm coming there. We're doing it in person. So
yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We got a couch. We got a good little setup. And
is it the casting couch?
No, not quite. let's not get into that, Dick. Oh, what an inside joke.
Something tells me that couch has seen some shit.
I mean, I'm sure it has, but it's new to us. It's new to us. So
new to you, yeah.
That's like what everybody says when they see like all like the fucking lights and the fucking camera. It's just a common joke.
Yeah.
I love it, man. That's great. Man, this is my new little studio that I've been waiting to use for a while. This is the second episode now I've got to use it, but like I got a little on air sign. It's nothing like what you guys got rocking over there, but I'm used to recording in the backseat of trucks and fucking camp rooms and yeah.
I mean, this is essentially the backside of a pickup truck if you saw the other end of what was going on here, but you know what?
Make it work.
One step at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's true, man. That's true. Yeah, man, 3 years into her, man. We're coming up. I think like 2 months from now will be year 3.
Right on.
Fuck yeah. Man. Fuck yeah, brother.
Progress.
Eagle.
Yeah. Yo.
Give us an eagle scream, man.
Fuck, I'll do that.
Give us your best eagle mating call. Let's hear it.
Oh shit, bro. I don't even got a mating call, buddy. I got the gift of gab, you know what I'm saying? Hey buddy, I got that hustler lingo, you know?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, no. Just it's been fun organizing this all, getting it together. You know, it's fun. I just made the other joke. It's like once you become like sober and you like finally start following your heart, you find yourself like a kid again.
Yeah.
You know, and it, dude, this is just a very freeing feeling, you know what I mean? And like there's a lot of cool things like coming my way. I can't speak on just yet, but there's a lot of cool things cooking up that I'm really excited for. You know what I mean? I just got on a diet like today. I started, but I kind of like messed up a little bit. But like it's one day at a time.
Yeah, and man.
I got a gym again, so like I got some goals to go for. Next is like getting healthy. Getting in shape and getting my mind straight, right? So, like, I'm going to lay off the booze here and just really dial in and get what I'm owed, man. Get what I owe myself. Damn. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Get what I owe myself because, like, when I look at it in retrospect, bro, with a different mind and who I am now, like, I had to go through those things to become who I am. But
rent is due every day, brother.
But now looking at it, like, buddy, yeah, rent is due every day. And, like, not only that, bro, it's like your kingdom won't build itself. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day, but the Romans had to build the motherfucker. You know what I mean? So it's like,
Man,
yeah,
I feel that, man. Roman wasn't bad. Man, 5 years into content creation, man. I've been making content for 5 years, for almost three. Fucking dude, I'm working with Carl's Jr. We're making money with them. You know, other people that sponsor the podcast, we'll get in that in a second. Fucking, you know, like I'm making fucking videos for Integra Tire right now for fucking free tires on my car. They're like, yeah, you know what I mean? And just,
keep
coming, man.
God is supplying, man. You get it through ways of unknown, but you just know that you're going to get it. And that is there. You're plentiful, bro. And I bet, like, even though you, like, I bet you feel good. I bet you feel, like, the sense of fulfillment.
I
do. There's real joy and there's real happiness in what you're doing and what you're building and what you're gaining of it. Right?
I look at it like this. I'm monetized on a lot of platforms now, right? Not TikTok, but you know, Facebook, Instagram, we're getting there on YouTube. You know, monetized, right? I look back right now to it, when I first moved out on my own with my wife 20 years ago, right? How, if I had been monetized then on doing this shit, man, I'm making basically what my bills cost me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Work is just, you know, the rest is for fun, right? And having a good time, right? Or this is for fun. You know what I mean? I'm already making those videos. I'd do it for free with a smile on my face. But now, you know, like we're climbing that ladder, right? And
it's not because like, oh, not because you think you should monetize it. And it's like, it's a blessing that even people like me, I watch videos. I'm like, I'm happy it's your video because it made me laugh. You know what I mean? You brought joy to me through the fucking, where's my phone? I don't even got it on me. I'm trying to take a break from it. But
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you deserve that because you're being your best self. I feel like everybody should find, if they found a way to be their best self, they'd make more money. Actually, yo, you ever fucking Napoleon Hill, The Law of Attraction? No, it's not The Law of Attraction. It's called fucking Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. That's where it is. He's like the godfather of fucking The Law of Attraction. Napoleon Hill. Bro, that's what it is. He's like, it's the 17 success principles. I can't remember them off by heart. Buddy, I took some herbs before this fucking podcast. I ain't gonna lie, man. I feel real good. My bro told me in the background, he's like, you gotta chill because like you're getting really loud. He's like yelling into the mic. So I do apologize, people.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's like part of the 17 principles, or is it 14? Fuck, I'm gonna have to read it again. But I read it when I was out on the rigs. And that's what encouraged me to make the leap of faith. And I did. And what I do now for a living and how I paid Mercules and how I fucking get by day to day, how I make my rent every day is I have a belt business. I'm an indigenous designer. And I make traditional belts. I also make like everyday belts for men too. I make I'm also getting my own sunglasses. So
yeah,
man, I'm trying to make my name pretty much like, you know, like the indigenous Versace.
You got Kihu on the side of those glasses or what?
Oh, they will. These are Versace's, but I'm just like, I'm gonna mock. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but my design is going to be his. my design is heavily influenced by my favorite designer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For legal purposes, you know, it's not a mock, you know.
Oh, and there's actually 13 success principles. Sorry. Correction. I stand corrected. Uh-oh. Yeah, we make mistakes and we learn some new shit every day, play. Yeah. But yeah, we got a podcast coming too that me and Vinny are putting together.
He's got his own. He's got his own. Like he's gonna start shooting his own music videos and shit like that, and get on board for everybody in the city as well. If anybody, any independent artists, like you said, are looking for their show to be filmed, or if they want a music video, like a camera guy, like pretty much a content creation guy, like how he works with me, is like what we're gonna start. What he's gonna start offering and freelancing for others, right? So, yeah, man, we'll definitely put his logos out there and shit like that. We'll put his links in there so everybody can get at him. If you're in the YEG area or surrounding places, like, hit him up. He does great work. He does fast turnaround time. He's very flexible, very professional. And, you know, in this day and age, it helps a blue-collar guy, a single dad like that get by. So, yeah, we got to help each other. We all, because no one else is going to, dog. It's at that point, bro, in this life, like, it's like, it's like find your people right now, man. Like, find your people and get close to them. Love, like love, bro. We should not look at fucking English, Spanish, French, Cree. Fuck it all. The language we need to all start fucking learning is love. And that's the most hippiest shit I've ever said. But that's what we need. It's what we need to start speaking. You know what I mean? Because you know what? The entitlement is crazy. It's run rampant. The judgment is buddy, we're nobody to judge. We are, you know what I mean? Like we're like nobody's better than and then nobody is better than each other in the eyes of the Lord.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I truly try to live like that now, bro. And that's what sobriety, you know, sobriety made me look at myself in the fucking mirror. I didn't like it. And some things I had to look at. And it was, all I would see was a demon. And what?
Bro, that's not
mental. The only way that I could look myself in the mirror was by hanging on to that faith, that newfound higher power. And that's how I was able to confront it. And you know what, bro? The devil is the best salesman. He'll be knocking at your door every fucking day.
Yeah, man. You know, it's like you find out. I read that quote the other day. You know how when you just look at some people and they're not struggling, right? It's because the devil's already been there, right? You know, when you're struggling, it's because the devil's trying to get at you. He hasn't found you
yet. Trying to get at you, bro. And you know what, man? You know what I noticed too, bro? It was like the devil can get at even like, get at you in like different places. Now, okay, it's weird. Okay, so you really want to get into it, man. Weirdest, I see myself, and this is what I've learned. Yeah, I do a lot of mushrooms, so this is what I come to. This is why I see, bro. Let's get into it now, man. Fine. How long are we into it now? Okay, we're almost like an hour. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, whatever. Man, we got time, bro.
We're good. I need to have a hoot real quick and a piss. We'll come right back. But yo, let's save this. Let's talk about this shit. So we're gonna talk about angels and demons next.
All right. This ain't got Tom Hanks in it either.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. Yo, you got time for like a 7-minute intermission?
You do whatever you gotta do, man.
All right, my man.
All right.
Okay. Oh, what it do? What it do, buddy?
What do though?
What up, bro? How are ya?
Oh, you know, fucking living the dream, buddy.
Oh, same here, pal. Same here, man. Willie's working on it. You know what I mean? He's grinding.
I hear that, brother.
Yeah, bro. You know, man. Like, I took my daily vitamins, bro.
Which ones do you take? Getting old is fun, bro. Which ones do you take?
I like my mushies, man.
Dude, we're talking about two different daily vitamins.
Hey, buddy. You know, shit. I take them both. Like, the THCs. THCs or the mushies.
Bro, I'm getting old. Right? I'm almost 10 years older than you, right? Like, I'm taking this one that makes me shit like crazy. It's fiber. It's a pure fiber one, daily fiber, whatever. Then I'm taking magnesium, and I'm taking zinc, and I'm taking ashwagandha, right? Ashwagandha, fucking good shit, man. Helps with stress and helps keep the blood flow into the nether regions, you know? Like it's there. And then zinc helps keep your loads a little thick, right?
Okay. I gotta get on that stuff. I gotta find me a good daily routine, man. I'm just dialing in back in today, bro. I think the biggest thing at the start of it was just getting my mind right, my mentality first. That's the first step. You know, like, the grace of God, man, just prayer, you know, guys, every morning I try and say my prayers, bro. Yeah. You know, before I pick up my phone, and like as soon as I wake up, man, in my head, when I'm groggy still, I'll say the Lord's Prayer in the morning. I got it, man. Like, I got to stay on track that way, bro. It's the only thing that's really saving my life.
Right, I got a question for you, bro. Yeah. How many streams do you have on the internet right now? Like, your music. How many total streams are you at?
Man, nothing impressive. I don't really try to look at the analytics too much. I just try and pedal forward on the passion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really trying to be in this for the clout. It's just because this is just who I am, bro. Like, if I'm not making music, I don't feel right in my life. And that's when things start going bad for me, actually. Like, this is like a real outlet. But if you're asking me, I think I probably maybe across all platforms, I think about 100,000.
That's about to skyrocket, bro. That's about to skyrocket because
all of them all together. But that's including like I'm keeping it humble. Like every all the Spotify streams, all the Apple Music streams, and everything in between streams, and then the YouTube. About 100K.
Okay, that's cool, man. Yeah. Hey. It's about to skyrocket, dog, because tomorrow.
Hey, brother, I like the optimism, bro. That's, you know, that's where we're at, man. We've burnt the boats. There's no going back. You know what I mean? Like, that's it, bro. We out here. You know what I mean?
It's time to fucking hold your shield or return home on it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. Let's put some Braveheart up in this bitch, man. Hey, yeah.
I don't even need the fucking mushrooms for it, bro. You know,
hey man, I just, you know what, bro? I like to, I don't know what it is, bro. I feel like they connect me. That's just, like, I get connected to like the divine. You know what I mean?
The video for yours and Mercury's new track drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
YouTube.
You know, we're gonna do a sneak release, a sneak premiere. So like, you know, I'm just gonna drop it. You know what I mean? But I'm aiming for tomorrow. We got everything in place. So,
all right. And then
pretty much waiting to pull the trigger.
November 7th. Is it November 7th?
Yeah. So November 7th, and it'll be on all digital streaming platforms. Up all on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer.
Dude, today, Hercules, tomorrow. MGK.
Hey, buddy, reach for stars, buddy. Aim for stars type of shit. You know what I mean? What the hell is it saying, man?
I love it.
Yeah, bro. I'm just real excited for where life's at, man. I'm really in God's grace, bro. I'm keep it humble. I'm surrounding myself with good people. Yeah. Try to cut off a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
That's so necessary, bro. That's part of life, man. And you know what, bro? Like, it's funny how life is, man. How everything rotates, bro. Like, today I might, you know what I mean? Like, we know each other as good people, but maybe in somebody else's stories, maybe we're not so good people.
Oh, bro, there's definitely people out there that fucking cringe when they hear my name, you know? And I.
Same here, bro. That's just how, bro. Like, that's, bro. That's literally God playing His hand and using us. It's because I feel like shit now that I've been that piece of shit, but now I own it and I accept it and I'm accountable and I walk with faith. But I am able to fix that now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what? It's fucking wild, bro. It's the whole theory of the past, the present, and the future are all happening at one time. You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah, dude, I get
it's
that.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
So now you have that ability with forgiveness to set yourself both free and now make something, put that great energy back into the universe. Because what you did with the kids, like, we are vessels of energies. We are all just batteries, bro. We have positive signs and negative signs.
You can put your tongue on me any day, bro.
But yeah, man, we're all just vessels of energy, bro. And like, I feel like our words honestly have like a numerical value to them.
100% they do.
They really do, man. They really do. Are like every word you speak. So I say, you know, don't judge. Don't be critical. Don't be competitional. That's not a word, but don't be competitive. Don't speak in the nature of anything cynical. Don't manipulate. Don't deceive. Those kind of words literally fuel the devil. Okay? And then I get back to what I was talking about. Everybody needs to start speaking with the language of love. What I'm meaning by it is now you start supplying the universe with that godly energy. Okay? Gotcha. And if you simply erase judgment, competitive nature, all those things from our vocabulary and our makeup, we could actually have a good societal peace. You know what I mean? Because, like, let's be real, bro. Like, I haven't met all these crazy things that you see on the news. I walk up to my neighbors, and they're just like me and you. It's like, this is all craziness.
One of them's putting fucking hookers in a vat full of acid, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, I've been there.
One of your neighbors is a serial killer, dog.
Yeah, no. But, like, I mean, I met those. I met those kind of people as well. But but those kind of people that are just completely foobarred, they're just gone. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, me and you, though. You know what I mean? Like, we all know the crazy crackhead down the street. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Actually, no, it's even worse now, man. Buddy, I remember when the crackheads used to be resourceful back in the day, bro. You know what I mean? Now they just zombie the fuck out.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's wild, bro. They're like, it's not
even Z, man.
Buddy, they even fucked up the crackheads even worse than the crack. They made them the zombie, bro. We're literally, like, in the midst of zombie land right now.
This is not what I thought when I thought I was playing Call of Duty, you know? Like, fucking Call of Duty zombies back in the day, man. Like, I didn't... it's getting really realistic out there, you know?
Oh, buddy, you're making me feel left out. You gotta add me on PSN after this shit. We'll play some zombies, bro.
I don't even play Call of Duty anymore, man. I play Planet Coaster and Roller Coaster Tycoon. That's it.
Oh.
My man.
Oh shit! I play. I haven't played the new update of Warzone, but I'm playing heavy Battlefield 6 right now.
Okay, I couldn't get into Battlefield. I fucking hated it.
Why?
I don't know, man. I'm a camper. I'm a hardcore camper, and you can't camp.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta go with the wind when you're sniping in Battlefield. Fuck that! I want to camp in one spot. And just shoot bitches, you know. That's all I want.
Yeah, I feel you. They made it way too realistic now for that.
Yeah, man. I'm not marching in some. I'm not in Afghanistan looking for Osama bin Laden, bro. I'm sitting on my couch in an arcade
and I'm trying to shoot people. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah. I'm sitting on my couch eating potato chips, man. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. Hey, I got a question for you, man. Do you know what viscosity is?
Viscosity,
man. It's the thickness of a fluid. It's a fluid.
Oh, right, motherfucker! Yeah. I thought you were talking about like a rapper or some shit.
No. It's a fluid.
Sorry, bro, man. I've been off the patch now for probably about a year, bro. I've been doing my own business now for about a year.
Okay.
So when you said viscosity, I'm like, is that a rapper, man? Is that like, I don't know. I've never heard of.
where I'm going with it is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman. The Mudman deals in viscosity. He deals in the thickness of your load. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Hey, he's drinking it right now. Anyway, fucking And he deals in the thickness of your load, right? And fucking, you know, the Mudman, man, he was responsible for, you know, the headset and the mic at the very beginning when I didn't have one and I needed, and the show sounded like shit. And last summer, man, it's been over a year now, he provided the podcast with a MacBook Pro. And that's what we record on now, man. And that's, and you know, we don't need the mic and the headset anymore. But we remember earlier when I said I couldn't edit worth shit back in the day? That's because I didn't have a good laptop. Now I can edit, bro. That fucking 7-minute break you took to fucking talk to Jesus, man. We're editing that shit out.
Yeah, buddy. I be talking to Jesus more than everybody. I swear, bro. Fucking right.
Shout out to the Mudman, man. www.mudman.
Shout out to Mudman all the time, bro. Y'all are my favorite people to fucking hang out with, man. Y'all always brought the treats, the fucking good vibes and shit, bro. It was always good times with Mudman, bro.
Exactly,
like, man. Cleaning out tanks together and shit.
Oh, fuck.
Don't you miss that?
Oh, no.
Oh, you bring up trauma, hey? Fuck, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Fuck, you need therapy today. Hey, bro, don't worry. I got the mushrooms, man.
I'm going. So I talked a big game the last year and a bit about how I'm not on a vac truck anymore, and I don't have to, you know, do the tanks anymore, and I don't have to work all those stupid hours anymore. Well, starting Tuesday with the day this podcast drops, so starting today, tonight, I'm heading back to Fox Creek to jump on the vac truck, man. So I'm going back to my old stomping ground where this podcast, where my fucking content journey started, man. You know, and we're going back to that lifestyle. So
that's nothing wrong with that. You know what, bro? Like, now's the perfect time to do it because summer's the time to play, man. But summer's over now.
Yeah, summer's over.
And it's like, there's nothing like winter rigging, bro. Because you know what? I like working on the drill rigs, but there's nothing more stupid. And fucking spraying water on a fucking rig in minus 40 makes no fucking sense. Like, are you fucking kidding me, man? Like, these grown ass men fucking make sure the rig's washed and it's fucking 40 below. And they want like, that's the type of mentality you gotta deal with out there, man. It's fucking madness.
Yeah, man, I was working in Fort Mac. I was working in Fort Mac for the last year, but, you know, how do I say that without saying it, I guess? When I hurt myself, we all knew repercussions were coming out of that, and I was constantly told they weren't. And you know, basically my worst fears came true both a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right? Where it was like the company's not there for you, man. You know what I mean? The company don't give a fuck about you. You said that earlier, you know, the next person's in line, right? So
yeah,
man. So I got replaced and that's fine. I'll just move on. You know what I mean? Like,
hey man, one door closed is not a door open.
I was looking for a job when I found that one, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going back because I'm too lazy. I don't want to look for another job. And I know my content will be absolutely fire there, man. That's where
starting. Oh, exactly, bro. You're that guy.
Yeah, that's
who you're not that guy. You're that guy.
Yeah. I'm not the guy. I'm that guy. You know?
That guy. Yeah, man. Fucking. So, okay, that's good. You're going by, okay, Fox Creek. I know where that is. I've been up there.
Yeah, man. I spent 7 years in Fox Vegas, man. And, like, you know,
I spent most of my rigging career up in Fort St. John, up like north, like Wanawan area. You know, you ever been like the Wanawan area?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You ever been like the Wanawan area?
Hated it, bro.
Hey?
No wonder why you hated it.
It's part of life. Love and hate it. You know what I mean? It's the love and hate is what you make of it, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And absolutely. You know what? It's who you're around too, man. Who you're around can make all the fucking difference as well, bro. Like we were just saying that earlier. Like you need a good vibe in your tribe.
Vibe in
the tribe. If something's wrong with the vibe, you gotta get it out of your tribe. You know what I mean? It's real simple math, you know? So.
Yeah. So some of the conditions that I was working in last time I was in Fox, they've changed. There were some of the hard ones that, you know, I was struggling with mentally and just shit like that. And I won't be going up for months at a time anymore. You know, I'm putting myself on like a 20-20-10 schedule or a 2-21-7 schedule. You know, I was up for like 6 months at a time at times. And man, you know what? I'm getting too old for that. My family is growing and I can't be away that long. Right. So, you know, as my socials grow and as we make more money there, you know, over on the socials, I can, you know, okay, hey, I'm coming home more often because this side's taking care of itself and I can go over here and, you know, I don't need to make as much money at work no more. Right. So,
yeah,
man, we're yo, winding down.
And like, oh man, what you were so like the camp life. You're going back to the camp life. And like what I was gonna say, like, is that where you're going or are you going like a live out thing?
So it used to be camp, they got rid of the camp, and now we're staying in condos.
Yeah. So what? Condos?
Condos. They bought condos. So yeah, that was the big part. Man, the Wi-Fi
bruh. That's a good perk. That's incentive. Like, wait, yeah. whoa, what? You mean I ain't in a little fucking cubicle of a room? You're telling me I get a fucking condo? Yeah. You don't got to share it with anybody. It's like yours.
Bro, I get a condo, but probably like your couch that you got there, it's not new to me, right? Or it's new to me, it's not new to them, you know? So, like, who knows what fucking happened on that love couch, right?
Yeah, dude. Fucking make sure you bring your extra fucking... Your extra spray 9, if I can get on that, touch her up nice, you know?
Dude, that shit kills cancer. It's got to kill herpes, am I right? You
know? It does, bro. It says right on the fucking bottle, shut spray 9. Fucking, I used to brush my teeth with that shit.
Used to hoof it, you know? Like,
hey?
Used to hoof it.
Hey, buddy, bro. So,
hey, bro, I don't want to keep you too much longer here, brother. It's kind of getting on in time there. You know,
it's all good, man. It is what it is. I understand, bro. We're flowing with the universe, but yeah, bro, I feel you. It's getting late. Both got lives.
Where can people find you on the socials and on, you know, the streaming services?
Okay, so. Most of the handles you'll find me Kahale_music, which is right there on the screen there, which is Kahale KIHEW_music, and then on Spotify and Apple Music it'll just be Kahale. So yeah, and we got a show. See what I'm saying? I don't do that shit, bro. I just be rapping, and it's like, you know what I mean. So yeah, on the 31st we got a show here in Edmonton. On Jasper Ave at the Clandestine Lounge. Shout out to Elvis Prime, Rig Hand Distillery, and Famoso. They're our sponsors for the food and beverages. Oh, and shout out to you, Mr. Frost.
Yo, bro.
Yo, brother.
One more question, though.
And, shout out to HG Visuals as always. Get at the team for your production. And, I got another show on Chilliwack, BC, at the Lux Nightclub, November 8th. Get at me for tickets. You can find it also in my bios and all of my posts that I have. So, we'll see everybody around. It's been a terrific slice.
I got one more question, bro, and I always end the podcast this way. Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the Rock. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, the Mount Rushmore of Kahale, fucking four people you look up to that inspire you or that you inspire, or, you know, who would they be and why? Who inspires Kahale? Who's the four people up on Kahale's rock?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, shit. Sting like a butterfly, float like a bee.
Yeah, bro. Ross with an alligator. Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'd tussle with a whale. Out of handcuff, lightning, throw thunder and tail. Yeah, dude, Muhammad Ali was definitely a big inspiration. You know, he just had that real heart of a lion, man. And like, you know, he started out as Cassius Clay, but he became, through faith, Muhammad Ali, and just... He was just a different man after that. And, like, you know, he lived that till the day he died. So Muhammad Ali's up there with me.
That way, black man punching you. That was Jesus, you know?
Yeah, bro, for real, man.
I think Jesus got to be up there now for me, bro. Like, hey, man, he should be everybody's biggest influence, I think. So, yeah, the man, the Lord and Savior. So I should have put him first, but he's on there, of course, man. And that's man who died on the cross, Jesus, not God Jesus, just to clarify.
All right. This could be like a top eight in my space.
Okay. Top man. Okay, top people. We'll go Muhammad Ali.
Jesus.
Muhammad Ali. We'll go 50 Cent.
Oh, shit.
50 Cent.
Yeah, use a wind upper.
Oh, man. This is a question I was not expecting. There's so many good influential people. You know what I mean? I think Jordan Peterson, he's a very knowledgeable dude. Jordan B. Peterson, Muhammad Ali, Jordan B. Peterson, 50 Cent, and who's another big influence? Bro, oh my god.
It's meant to be hard, man. It's meant to be hard.
This is like
fucking blue pill, the podcast.
There you go. Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk's a good one.
Who's that?
Charlie Kirk.
Oh, Charlie Kirk. Oh shit. You know what, man? It was kind of crazy.
Where is it, man? He looks like, you know what I mean? Like, for what for the message that he had. Sure, you know what, bro? Everybody, I know what, everybody's perfect. And I know that for myself.
Yeah.
Not everybody's perfect, but for what I see and like the important, what he stood for and what he lived for, and for what he truly meant through sin and through wrong, from what I hear, from what he was trying to say and the message that he provoked, he deserves that for this time period. You know what I mean? I feel like he inspired a lot of people to embrace God again. I feel like he woke a lot of people up to the realities of the time we're living in, this craziness.
Do you know what's wild about that, man? And the death of Charlie Kirk and that whole situation. We always knew news cycles. They go like that, right? Like, boom, boom, boom. You really fucking saw it there. You really saw it, right? Because it happened. It was thrown at us for like a week or two, right?
Yeah.
And then it disappeared, right?
Bro, like, it's wild, man. It's this is, we're actually living in the most craziest times to be alive.
We are. What happened at the same time? What happened at the same time that happened? I watched a little Ukrainian girl get stabbed in the neck. The next day, Charlie Kirk is shot in the neck, and fucking two news cycles, man. I couldn't post a video for 3 days. I did, no views, because it wasn't to do with that or Charlie Kirk. And man, like fucking within 2 weeks, man, we're on to the next news cycle. You know what I mean? That was just because it was big. It only lasted 2 weeks because of how big it was. You know what I mean? Any smaller than that, and it would have been 3 days, right? But that's just the news cycle we're living in, dude. It's wild.
Bro, like, you miss 2 days of the fucking news, and then you turn it on, and then, like, you need, like, fucking therapy. Because you're like, holy shit, like, all, it's like, madness, just craziness, it's just happening. And then, like, you know, like, all this shit's all this shit is transpiring, like, right now. And then they're telling you that fucking Putin is fucking test launching fucking missiles like yesterday. And then, like, you know what I mean? And then it's like all these different news things, and then people are getting shot. It's like all these different fucking distractions, bro. And like, I don't really don't know what the fuck we're supposed to be seeing. I feel like we're already kind of seeing it. Like, we're living this life and we all kind of feeling like it ain't it. Cause like, I feel like that's what me and you are doing right now, what we're trying to excel and become. is we're trying to live it. We're not trying to be it. We're trying to live it. There's something that we feel that it's out there. It's like we can touch it, but we can't. But we know it's there. It's you know what I mean. It's
still that way about my dick, bro. You can touch it. It's fucking there. Yeah.
I'm glad that you're here to roll me back to reality because these mushies are trying to take me to the moon, bro.
Bro, no, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. I really appreciate
it. Hey, thanks for having me, bro. I hope everybody was entertained at least, man. Like, you know, shout out to the Vibe Vault, like I said, Rick Hand Distillery, Famoso, the Vibe Vault Studios. And yeah, shout out to you, Mr. Frost. Thank you for having me on the Blue Collar Podcast, bro. And
shout out to the future Grammy winner, Kihyo, bro.
Hey, Play, I appreciate that, man. And yeah, man, I'm excited. We're going to have you here on the Player Podcast, on the Player's Perspective Podcast. So.
Oh, man, I can't wait to do it.
Bro. It'll be a riot, bro. It'll be a riot.
I've never been called a Player before, so that's going to be something cool, huh? Hey,
bro, you know what? Life's a game, bro, and everybody's a player. You know what I mean? So, buddy, if you ain't in the game, then get the fuck in it, because otherwise you're just a bot. If you're not playing the game, you're a bot, like legit, right?
Absolutely, so, brother.
Anyways, I hope I just red pilled all your asses.
You red pilled the shit out of everybody, I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go watch the fucking Patriots game. I forget if it was the blue pill or the red pill. I think it was the red pill.
Who cares?
Forget, motherfucker. I don't know, but hey.
The blue pill, right, bro. Bagger, bro. So, you know, the blue pill will make you hard. Who knows what the red pill will do, but it's there.
Try both.
Try them both, bro.
Who knows?
Man. Hey, bro. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, brother. Much love to you and your viewers. And yeah, we'll see you soon. We're on the come up. So,
all right, bro. Catch you next time. Q, stay frosty, bro.
Hey, we're staying frosty,
buddy. Vinny, you stay frosty too back there, big dog.
Right on, brother.
Says right on, brother. All right, we'll catch you soon, bro. Hopefully, we'll see you Halloween, man.
Absolutely.
All right, peace. Right on.